Hello and welcome to Galway on the Pulse. I'm Liu, joined by
Brona
and Jolene.
We're thrilled to kick off the new 24-25 year of Galway on the Pulse podcasting. This year we'll bring you up to date with news on what's happening around the area from a true Galway perspective, along with cultural insights and everything that makes our community feel like home, even as it keeps growing. So join us for engaging stories and a closer look at all things Galway.
So since we know that loads of you tuning in this morning are on your way to work, we have actually a story covered this week on the issue of commuting.
Yeah, we're covering the upgrade plans for the Irish Rail Oramore station, aiming to double train frequencies between Galway and Athenry, running every 30 minutes. The project includes underpass cycle routes, access ramps, stairs, lifts, and enchanted security measures funded by the URDF and the Department of Transport. Minister Eamon Ryan highlighted how these projects will exchange community connectivity and support decarbonisation goals. Big thanks to Alan O'Brien on her great work on this story.
£12 million has been secured in funding, and Hildegard Nocton, TD for Galway West, stated on Twitter that the works are due to start by the end of the year, subject to planning.
I'd say this is such a great initiative, like from loads of different perspectives, both like the environmental situation, but also housing for people, because then they can actually, students and people when moving to Galway can be a little bit further out, still be able to come into the university or their work in time.
Absolutely. I think it's great for commuters. I think more train times will benefit a lot of people's daily routines. And yeah, it's just a great initiative all around.
Yeah, I think we have to step into the future now. We've been stuck in 1980s for quite some time. So I think it's a really brilliant initiative, especially when it comes to transport and be sustainable in the times we live in on the moment.
Yeah, and talking about like environmentalism and stuff, I mean, it's such a much better initiative, this one, like putting money into this than to like forbid people to park on campus.
Oh, let's talk about that for a minute.
We have so much to talk about, not even to talk about seating on campus, but yeah.
Yeah, I think it's very good for the environment that they're talking about getting rid of the car parks. However, I just don't think it's going to work out in the way
No.
I think it's going to cause chaos. I think if they're going to bring that in, I think they need to really improve public transport for students.
Exactly. So this is a good initiative then to
absolutely. Yeah. I think it's going to work. It's going to complement each other then.
I agree with all of you. I think these days our problem is we have too many people making ideas on paper who's not practically out there and actually using public transport.
Definitely.
So brilliant initiative.
Absolutely. But to keep the positive vibes going, it is morning after all, and I know it's been hard to get up and then tuning in to us talking about forbidding car park on campus. But for our first episode, we're now actually going to talk a little bit more what's going to come up in this season of this podcast series. Me and Eva went out to town yesterday to see what kind of thoughts Galwegian have upon the local news. Where do they find their news, and what kind of stories do you guys want to be covered? So let's head straight in to listen to what you guys had to say.
So what kind of topics would usually show up for you?
My field's pretty usually depends on all tech products and all the latest tech news, Apple, Samsung and all the tech world, because I'm a kind of a tech person. So mostly technology and sports as well. I watch cricket and football as well. So sports and tech most probably, and warning and important news as well, like the storm things and stuff. Yeah.
It's usually about closures of pubs, nightlife in Galway is mainly, or else like probably if there's any students things going on.
If there's any kind of fight or some accidents or these kind of things.
The housing crisis.
And what sources would you generally get your news from?
Most probably Twitter, rebranded as X right now, and sometimes Instagram Reels and stuff. And otherwise, I also use news apps like Google News and sometimes the Irish Times to see the local news if there's something important.
Like Instagram, Facebook mostly.
Yeah, I see it on Instagram and Facebook, but I'm not following anyone. It just comes up on like sponsored ads.
Absolutely brilliant, Fox Pocket by Eva and Jolene there. And I must say, it's so nice to see the perspective from everybody from different angles out and about.
Absolutely. I think the one about the housing crisis was very good to hear some young voices speaking about the issue.
Yeah. And it was also interesting to see kind of what stories they were lacking, such as they thought that they were too much talking about student issues and not that many other topics than are covered by the local news. So I'd say that I hope, and we can promise,
yes,
that Galway Pulse will try to cover loads of angles this year.
A whole wide range of stories that suit every age group.
I think so. It's quite important to have different coverage from different things because we're quite saturated by certain stories all the time. And I'm one of those ones, I love positive stories too. So yeah, some positive stories too.
Yeah.
Absolutely, to brighten up your day.
Absolutely, especially early in the morning. Yes. And to lead into the next story, the last girls that we met was actually in a cafe. And yeah, because Aoife really had to get her coffee. We know how she is. But she was actually one of them who was really happy to hear about the next news coming up.
Yes, so six local businesses have been awarded funding from Galway County Council as part of the Cafe Lates initiative. The pilot scheme will see cafes in the city centre and Salt Hill to stay open past 6 p.m, also introducing cultural events and activities alongside their usual fare. The cafes will be eligible for a grant of between €500 to €2,000. Those that have been awarded funding include Cafe Tyveark, Little Collins Cafe, Wild Cafe at the Hyde Hotel, Plomas and the Creamery Cafe, and Gourmet Food Parlour. So the initiative aims to diversify nightlife by expanding evening options beyond traditional venues and to further benefit the economy by driving traffic and revenue for cafes during evening hours.
So finally it's possible to get a good cup of coffee even late at night.
That's an absolute brilliant initiative. I must say that it is an initiative, and I think it's a lot of people, especially with safe space and places too. You want to go sit and have a nice conversation. You don't want to look over your shoulder. Nothing wrong with having a beverage or that, but it's good to have a place too where you don't have that over your shoulder.
Absolutely, and I think not everything in the evening has to be surrounded by alcohol.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? I think it's great to go maybe for a walk along Salt Hill and know that you'll be able to get a coffee at 7, 8pm.
Absolutely.
Or even just to chill and socialise. It's great for date ideas as well.
Ooh! Now you know, Leo.
You are right there about the coffee. I'm not a big coffee drinker, but yeah, to get that cup of coffee sometimes is very hard and difficult.
Ah!
Dating, yeah. I don't do anymore, darling.
Ah, you're saying. Wait until you meet the right woman. You walk out of the studio now. Yeah, and it's good, as you say. I mean, you can hang out with your friends late in the evening, get together, and not be hungover the next morning for an early lecture.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think it's a great to socialise and to do fun things, or even just somewhere to sit. It doesn't have to be coffee, just a beverage, even just a cake or a bun or a snack or something, just as an activity in the evenings that's not surrounded by alcohol and crazy queues and all the rest.
Even though that can be fun as well sometimes.
Oh, absolutely, and I love it. I love it a bit too much, to be honest. So this is a great initiative for me.
Yeah.
The girls, the reporter, who's working on this story?
Kinga Newman. Newman?
Oh, Kinga, just a shout out there. Very, very great story, I must say. Thank you.
Yeah, interesting one.
In other Galway news, the Galway City Council have kickstarted a new nighttime safety campaign. This initiative aims to educate young people around safety when socialising on nights out. In partnership with the Nighttime Economy Unit of the Department of Tourism, Culture, Arts, Gaeltacht, Sport and Media, the City Council will provide specific training to support those working and enjoying Galway's nightlife. Minister Catherine Ryan recently announced the new project, All Right, All Night, a 170,000 funding project, which will train individual businesses with practical skills to address obstacles that may arise on a night out, such as women's safety, mental health, challenges of the effects of drugs and alcohol as well.
I really like that name, All Right, All Night.
But I think it's a great initiative.
Absolutely.
I think especially the times we live in these days, security, especially around Galway, I walk around a lot. It's very dark areas. Mm-hmm. We need more street lamping, especially around the campus areas and all the streets. And we know wintertime, it gets dark quite quickly now.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I think also just with the women's safety, I think that's great to have. Obviously, you know, we face a lot of violence amongst women in Ireland every year, unfortunately. And I think just have the right practical skills to address these issues. Also, unfortunately, there's a lot of drug and alcohol use. So to be able to address and help when needed is a great skill to have.
Yeah.
And also, like, not today, everyone, but I believe it's safety for everybody. That yeah. includes, I mean, we live in times on the moment, your LGBTQ plus community, you have your migrant people mm-hmm. feeling unsafe. So I think it's a great initiative for everybody to feel secure on the moment.
Even though I feel like Galway is such a safe town, though, I must say, even though you're out until like yeah. 4 a.m. and I walk home, I don't feel that I have to look over my shoulder. But still, it's better to be like prevented before anything happened than just answering upon yeah. horrible stuff.
I mean, it's a lot of money, 170,000. However, I think it's money well spent because people's safety is worth more than any price, in my opinion.
And it's time that we start talking about the uncomfortable things, especially when it comes to our safety.
Absolutely. So great initiative all around. So Galway will be an extremely safe place.
And talking about great initiatives, what did you guys think about this weekend?
Ah, yes. Growing up in South Africa, we had an oyster festival too. So we've had
really?
Oyster festival, yes. This weekend pass on the 27th of September. It had its 70th anniversary. And, you know, international crowds came in from everywhere and they had a lovely oyster opening competition on the Saturday morning. And then on Sunday, it was a display of different dishes, different food and ways of making dishes with oysters. So what a beautiful celebration for Galway and also for the oyster and seafood enthusiast people out there.
Absolutely. I hear it was a great success. And thanks so much to Grace Hannah, our reporter, for delivering this story.
Yeah. And it's such an interesting thing to like see oysters in another way, because I just see like oysters on a platter with like Tabasco and salt, or not salt because they're salty already, but like lemon, you know, yeah. you only eat it straight. But now they had, did you see the tent of oyster and seaweed ice cream? In the middle of everything,
wow,
yeah.
No.
That was so interesting.
A weird combination, I must say.
Yeah.
Weird combination. I love those weird combinations.
I can't say I've ever had oysters, guys. So next
you haven't?
Year, I'll have to put it on the list.
Oh.
Never. I'm not
she
a big
didn't
seafood
even go
fan.
To the festival.
Well, now you know what time it is next year.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'll add it to my to-do list in yeah. 2025.
And also, like, the Saturday markets, they're always going around. There you can also get the fresh oysters. It's such a good one.
Okay.
And just to keep an eye out, I know there's a couple of more. There's a Nomad festival coming up too very, very soon.
So yeah, I mean, Galwegians are big on festivals.
Big festivals. And also it's coming into Halloween season almost. So.
Spooky season. Yeah. Have you got the costumes organized, guys?
I wear my costume every day.
That's true, guys. Thank you so much for listening to On The Pulse. We hope to deliver lots more stories in the weeks to come, covering all angles from hard news, culture and sport.
Yeah, and follow us please on social media too. We are on Instagram and TikTok on Galway Pulse.
And even though you won't hear our voices next week, there will be loads of other people joining from our class. So I'm looking forward to hear the next episode, what they're going to talk about.
Absolutely. Everyone will be all ears.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. But have a good week. Slangefall.